So for this last to happen, we need to allow ourselves to experience our own suffering and that of others without horrified anxiety, without trying to fix it or put it right in an unhelpful way, and at the same time without identifying with it, either because we're experiencing it or through guilt at what others are experiencing, and without blame towards ourselves or others. No one person can be the cause of our suffering. So it's a tall order. But it's what our practice is about, or needs to be about, quite a lot of the time. It's staying in the gap with all those emotions of insecurity, embarrassment, shame, frustration, grief, all through the spectrum to the extreme distress and pain. Pema Chodron writes a lot about this whole area of practice. She calls that ability to be with one's suffering, to be in the gap, the place of the spiritual warrior. So it's not a new idea or new terminology, but I find it a very helpful one. That in the experience where one might be feeling inadequate, confused, uncomfortable, out of control, by responding with attentive awareness, without identifying, one is at the same time a warrior in the work of the spiritual life. In her book, When Things Fall Apart, she writes about a state which in Tibetan is described as Ye Tang Che. Apparently it's difficult to translate, but the nearest to come to it is descriptions like, or translations like, totally exhausted, completely hopeless, totally fed up. Believing in a solid, separate self, continuing to seek pleasure and avoid pain, thinking that someone out there is to blame for our pain, she says, one has to get totally fed up with these ways of thinking. It's an emotion that comes with attention to that suffering, that sense that there is no ground under our feet. It's a realization that to seek for lasting security is futile. To think that we can finally get it together is just not realistic.